the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet. It's Idaho Matters. If you've been using your brother's Netflix logon to watch your favorite movies, you may have noticed a change this week. And Netflix is not alone. All the major streaming services are tinkering with their deals. Plus, there's a new docuseries out you just can't miss. And here to help us figure it all out and figure out what to watch is our resident movie critic and Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Hi, George.
Hi, Sam.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. What's up with Netflix?
By the way, it's not as if we didn't see this coming. We've been talking about this for a little while,
right.
But they're getting serious now as far as locking people out of their Netflix accounts for sharing. What's interesting is if you look at the data of how many people say they will keep Netflix because they can share, it's pretty high. And so Netflix risks not only cutting these people off, but it's less eyeballs no matter what. Now, they say they've got the technology to catch people based on IP addresses, et cetera.
Okay.
And they want more money from you, basically. But here's the crackdown that we heard about for quite some time, and it's happening as we speak. They're locking people out for sharing Netflix passwords. Now, there's a lot of change in the streaming landscape. Just this week, HBO pulled the plug on HBO. they became Max on Tuesday. And
that didn't roll out well.
It did not roll out well. A lot of people discovered that it was not as easy as it had been promised. Yes, you had to download a new app. Yes, you had to log in again. And then the format is changed. Quite frankly, Max looks a lot like Netflix now, but there's that. Okay. So, but here's some other news. Paramount Plus subscriptions are about to cost more. Now, Paramount Plus announced just in the past week that they are getting rid of Showtime. So they're pulling Showtime into the Paramount Plus umbrella, but they're going to charge you more for it.
Okay.
Okay, there's
okay.
That. Now, Peacock, of course, I think it's fair to say that their audience share is significantly lower. Than Netflix and the other giants. But Peacock has decided to have a pretty good deal right now through this summer. They have just lowered their annual price to $20 for the first year. Now this
for the year?
For the year. Now, this is normally close to $50. So it's not unusual for people to try something, unplug it, if you will, or discontinue and then try something else. This might be an opportunity to try Peacock, and they'll lock you in for $20 for the full year. Now, keep in mind that Peacock is all of the NBC portfolio, including all of the NBC football games, etc. So this will cover all the way through that season. And then, of course, Saturday Night Live, etc. But Peacock, that is their shot across the bow. Now, we learned just a few weeks ago, the CEO of Disney said they were about to basically pull the plug on Hulu by pulling Hulu under Disney Plus sometime later this year, but they will charge you more for Disney Plus with or without ads. So we know that's going to happen. There is so much that is happening and so many name changes too. No more Showtime, no more HBO. By the way, why do they want to get rid of HBO? What's the thinking there? Do they hate the acronym that much that they think Max is better?
I don't know.
Yeah,
HBO has been around forever.
It's been around forever. And what's interesting is this is a very tentative week for HBO. This particular weekend is the final episode of Succession, which I think is fair to say has been their most successful series in quite some time. So no more Succession after this Sunday. And Barry, the show that follows Succession, very popular. Bill Hader writes and produces that and stars in it. That final episode is coming and going. So what is the next HBO must-see? We'll see. But in the meantime, they'd like more of your money. There's a lot of change.
Well, can I just say that with the Peacock
and
the $20, didn't Disney Plus do that sort of at the beginning where you got a really, really good deal for the first year? Was it 3 years or something? And then and they locked in a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then, because that's a good way to
sample.
To sample.
Or to, or honestly, and we talk about this a couple times each year too, and that is you really need to take a look at how many streaming services you're paying for, and you probably need to drop at least one of them.
Well, it sounds like this is the time people will be looking at what they're paying for and saying, do I want to keep this?
Yeah.
The price is going up.
You know, we thought just a few years ago, oh, we're going to save all this money by cutting the cable. Do the math.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right. So let's move on to watching some of these lovely shows. We've got a new family-friendly TV series.
Yes, I really am a big fan of this. This is on Disney Plus.
Okay.
It just debuted this week. It is the new series, American-Born Chinese, based on the wildly popular graphic novel. And it is a series of half-hour episodes. The production values are extremely high. So what's interesting about this is, yes, they're family friendly, but I think adults will love this. What you have is a Chinese American teenager in high school, and it's all about trying to fit in, not only just being a Chinese American, but being just a high schooler.
Sure.
And the bullying and trying to find the right girl, et cetera. And then, of course, there's the next Chinese American kid who comes into high school. So, of course, the principal thinks that the two of them should be friends because she's so tone deaf to the experience. That it's like, oh, you guys will get along. So let's take a listen.
Is there a Jim Wang here?
Wang.
This is Wayne Chung.
Wei Chen.
He's a new student and he's Chinese like you. He's going to tag along to all of your classes.
I found seats for us. Come on.
Except in math. He's way ahead of you in math.
I just want to be a regular guy who does regular stuff.
You made a new friend.
What's going on? I'm not from this world. I need your help with my quest to stop the uprising.
The gate between Earth and Heaven is opening.
Okay.
You must stop it or everyone will perish. The fate of your world hangs in the balance.
I don't really see how I fit into this whole thing.
You're my guide.
Can you come up with something a little bit cooler than guide?
Servant?
Yeah, no, you're right. Guide's better.
Yeah, guide is better than servant.
Guide is much better.
So lots of supernatural superhero stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
This year's Oscar winners, Michelle Yeoh is in this series.
Oh, my gosh.
She won the Oscar this year, as did, let's see, who else is in here? I want to make sure. Ki-Hwa Kwan, who won the Best Supporting Actor. He's also in the series. And Stephanie Hsu, who was nominated for an Oscar this year. All of them were in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. So if it scratches your superhero itch, it's very funny. What's interesting is what some may consider as a weak point, I consider a strong point in that it feels like an American sitcom, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think that, first of all, it's very palatable. It's very digestible,
nice.
Number one. And number two, it's like, yeah, the traditional tropes of American sitcoms should be cutting across more cultural barriers. And it's like, yeah, this is being an American. This is being an American. It's very funny. So lots of action. And anytime you've got Michelle Yeoh on the screen, you know she's going to be kicking major butt.
Oh, yeah.
And it is called here we go with the House of Mouse. Disney's at it again. It's called American-Born Chinese. And the first episode has dropped this week on Disney Plus. I highly recommend this. And folks, if you've got kids, here's an opportunity to watch something together.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
I really love it.
We're speaking with our resident movie critic, George Prentice, about what to watch this weekend. We've got a powerful new film at the cinema. What's up?
I love this film, but I realize that my challenge for the next few minutes is trying to convince the listeners to see this film.
Oh, okay.
I cannot shake this film. The film is called Everything Went Fine. It is a French film, number one. So, yes, it's in French. And it has subtitles. Up top, it's opening this week at the Flix. So I clocked it at exactly 5:40 into the film. Emmanuel, who is an 80-something father has suffered a stroke, and his daughter rushes to the hospital. And through his slurred speech, he whispers, he grabs her arm and he whispers to her, and pardon my French here, but je veux que tu m'aides en finir. I need you to help me end it. And she drops his hand. But basically, he wants his daughter's help to end his life. Whoa. And so what we're talking about is death with dignity. And of course, these are conversations that a lot of people don't want to have and a lot of people wish we could have. To be clear, we are surrounded by states, Oregon, Washington, and Montana, that have death with dignity laws. There are now 10 U.S. states and the District of Columbia that have death with dignity laws. The state of Vermont just approved legislation where you do not have to be a resident of Vermont to have death with dignity in that state, which is to say medically assisted end of life. I'm not here to advocate for that. And what I found so refreshing about this film is that it doesn't advocate one way or another. It just explores the conversation. So here is this daughter and father, but, and this is a true story, by the way, it is illegal. Euthanasia is illegal in France. So he asks her to find a way for some help. And so what she did is she seeks an organization in Switzerland that will help you, but you must be able to hold a glass up so that you can drink the liquid to help you with the bitterness, because they will not actually, quote unquote, kill you. You actually have to pick up the glass, and they will assist you with that. That said, the daughter risks arrest. The Paris police are hot on her heels. She's trying to hide her father and get an ambulance to get him across the border to Switzerland. So to that end, it becomes a bit of a crime drama. All of this is a true story. I cannot shake this film, and these are conversations that I wish I could be a part of as people go to see this film. Now, again, dear listener, I realize that this is probably not your idea of a Saturday night date movie, but this is a great movie to go as a couple, no matter what your age, to talk about choices, to talk about our right to live, and in some instances, our right to say when we can't live much longer. And what do we do about that? It is a beautiful film. Sophie Marceau plays the daughter. Now, American audiences may know her as the Bond femme fatale opposite Pierce Brosnan in The World Is Not Enough. But French cinephiles know her as one of the great French actresses, contemporary actresses there. So she is brilliant in this film. So it is a film that audiences need to find. It is called Everything Went Fine. I promise you, you will not forget this film, and you can thank us later. It's called Everything Went Fine. Please seek out this film. I adore this film.
Wow.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We've also got a docuseries on the docket today.
Yeah. Talk about a good cry.
We're going to cry some more.
Here comes another one, and it is about an incurable optimist confronting an incurable disease. And I'm guessing that our listeners have heard about this. This is Still, and it is about Michael J. Fox. And he has agreed for a documentarian to capture his current life. And we are reminded of what Michael J. Fox gave us all through the 80s and the 90s, right? When he broke out, as the star of Family Ties. I forget how many Emmys he won. Then, of course, on the big screen.
You've got to come back with me.
Where?
Back to the future. Go ahead, quick, get in the car.
No, Doc, I just got here, okay? Jennifer's here, we're going to take the new truck for a spin.
Well, bring her along. This concerns her, too.
Wait a minute, Doc, what are you talking about? What happens to us in the future?
Both you and Jennifer turn out fine. It's your kids, Marty. Something has got to be done about your kids.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Is there anything better than the Back to the Future trilogy, right? I adore these films. And by the way, there's a great trilogy of films to watch with your kids. So much entertainment.
And the original Back to the Future is coming to the theater in a couple weeks.
Fantastic.
A short bit.
So here he is. He was the king of Hollywood.
Yep.
On television and on the big screen. He, again, I forget how many Golden Globes and Emmys he won. He was a regular presenter on the Oscars. And then in early 1991, he got some news, but he decided to tell the world about it. In fact, here he is talking to Congress in the early 90s.
While the changes in my life were profound and progressive, I heard from thousands of Americans affected by Parkinson's, writing and calling to offer encouragement and to tell me of their experience. They spoke of pain, frustration, fear, and hope.
As you know, Michael J. Fox hoped to raise a few million dollars toward research for Parkinson's. Well, that is hundreds of millions of dollars. Michael J. Fox is not doing well. He, as we learn in this documentary, he regularly suffers serious injuries and falls. He's broken his collar, his arm, his wrist, etc. And this is with a lot of help. And so we watch him and in interviews, and he also talks a bit about his career. Here's a bit of Michael J. Fox today.
That's the point. That's the joke. I recognize how hard this is for people, and I recognize how hard it is for me. But I have a certain set of skills that allow me to deal with this stuff. And then I realized, with gratitude, optimism is sustainable. I mean, if you can find something to be grateful for, then you find something to look forward to, and you carry on.
So I want to, if I may, I'd just like to say what those words are, just to repeat them, what he said. He said, that's the joke. I recognized how hard this is for people. I recognize how hard it is for me. But I have a certain set of skills that allow me to deal with this stuff. And here, this phrase blows me away. And I realize, with gratitude, optimism is sustainable. If you can find something to be grateful for, then you find something to look forward to, and you carry on. It is called Still. It is on Apple Plus, and it is Michael J. Fox. And he may not be with us much longer in this world, but this documentary is brilliant. And I'm thinking of generations who will discover his talent many, many years from now and ask, who was this young man, right? Who was this Michael J. Fox, who, by the way, was kind of homeless when he was an actor up in Canada, and, you know, he didn't have much of a job and he just kept auditioning. And then one day he got a gig called Family Ties.
And the rest is history.
You know, he's amazing. I cannot recommend this enough. The irony, of course, the title is Still, in that he cannot be still right now because his Parkinson's is so severe. He still is with the love of his life. His wife, Tracy, who he met in Family Ties, was one of his co-stars. He is still as funny as ever, as talented as ever. And the legacy that he has already established is just, it's stunning. And it is worth some of your time to watch Still.
Wow. And where can we find it?
Apple Plus.
All right. And it's out now.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with our resident movie critic, George Prentice. He spends his spare time hosting Morning Edition. And he's here today with What to Watch. George, as always, thank you so much.
And go see Back to the Future again, right?
Right. It's going to be on the big screen.
Love it.
In a couple
Love it.
Weeks. It'll only be there for like 2 days. So go have some fun with it.
It's so great. And I love the third one, right? When they go to the Old West.
Yeah.
And he tells everyone his name is Clint Eastwood. Of course, no one knows who
Clint Eastwood is. Yes.
It's so great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Thanks, Sam.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. My mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.